Clarence, one of the nine. The nine. Hélène Podlieski, my great aunt, known by the nine others as Christine, 24 years old when arrested while working in the resistance in northeastern France. A brilliant engineer, she spoke five languages, considered the leader during the escape. Suzanne Maudet, Zaza, Hélène's friend from high school, 22 when arrested while working with the Auberge de Jeunesse in Paris. Recently married to René Maudet, she considered herself the scribe of the group, wrote an optimistic book about the escape immediately after the war. It was finally published in 2004. Nicole Clarence held a position of importance in the resistance, 22 when arrested in Paris a day after her birthday. She was one of the 57,000, the name given to the famous last transport of prisoners deported from Paris in August 1944, days before the city was liberated. Madelon Verstenen, Lon, one of the two Dutch women in the group, 27 when arrested after she came to Paris to join her brother in the Dutch resistance network. She and Hélène spoke the best German in the group and were the advance scouts. Stubborn and brave, she wrote her account of the escape in 1991. Guillemette Dandels, Gigi, Lon's friend from Holland, 23 when arrested with Lon the day after their arrival together in Paris. She was Serene, the group's diplomat. She became close friends with Mena. René Le Bon Châtenay, Zinka, the bravest of the group, 29 when arrested after she went to a prison in search of her husband. Gave birth in a French prison. Part of the Comet network, she helped downed and stranded Allied soldiers escape to Spain. Josephine Bordanava, José, Spanish and the youngest of the nine, 20 when arrested in Marseille. She was raised in foster care in the south of France, worked with the Marcel network, providing care parcels to hidden Jewish children and resistance families. She was known for her beautiful singing voice. Jacqueline Aubery Dubouy, Jackie, a war widow, suffered from diphtheria during the escape. 29 when arrested in Paris, she worked in the Brutus network. She was tough, spoke her mind, and was prone to colourful curses. With Nicole, one of the 57,000 on the last transport out of Paris in August 1944. Yvonne Le Guillou, Mena, worked with Dutch resistance networks in Paris. 22 when arrested, she was flirtatious, charming, and whimsical, always falling in love. A working-class girl from Paris, but her family came from Brittany. Chapter 1. Hélène. A woman broke from the line and ran into the field of undulating, bright yellow rape flowers. She ripped the blossoms from the stems with both hands, stuffing them into her mouth. Though exhausted and dazed, everyone noticed, and her action sent an electric panic through the rows of women. Stunned, Hélène waited for the sound of the gunshot that would surely follow. It could be machine gun fire that would take out a whole section. Any section, maybe theirs. The guards could do this, shoot indiscriminately into the rows to teach them a lesson. But nothing happened. All she heard was the continuous drumming of wooden clogs from thousands of marching feet. When the woman ran back to the column, Hélène saw that her face was speckled with bits of yellow. She was smiling. Then another woman ran into the field and gathered as many flowers as she could, using the rags of her tattered coat to hold them. When she got back into line, women jostled each other to reach her, grabbing at the flowers in a frenzy and eating them. Why were they getting away with this? Yesterday, a woman only a few rows ahead of Hélène had been shot in the head when she tried to pick up a half-rotted apple. Hélène looked around.